If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Everybody doing okay?
Everybody
all right?
How's everybody feeling?
Everybody
okay?
Everybody hanging in there?
So
here we are.
Here we are. The day after a really incredible
day. It was a horrible day. If you ask my friend who was there yesterday, my very best friend from high school, who was actually on the ground there yesterday, she called it the Patriot Woodstock because, you know, she was in a completely different part of the protest where there were really great people enjoying a love fest, you know, of really wonderful people. Because, you know, there were like 100,000 people there who were enjoying
each
other.
Was that it? I felt like it was so many more than that.
There probably were like hundreds of thousands of people who were enjoying each other and, you know, celebrating America, celebrating each other, you know, just patriots, wonderful, awesome people, right? And she even told me, she was like, Amy, it's one of the best days of my life. Like, it was just a great, she's like, I found my people, you know? I mean, it's like, it's just a great, great day. It was a great day. And she didn't even know what happened until she got into the cab to go back to her hotel. And then she, you know, she didn't really understand and put together what had happened at the Capitol. She had seen like bits and pieces of some things, but she didn't put the puzzle pieces together until she started seeing the coverage on the news. So, I mean, this is the thing. It's like there were different, I guess, factions of things happening yesterday. But on the ground, you know, it was a completely different experience for her than what we saw on the news from the mainstream media, right?
Well, I mean, and inside it was a different story than outside, right?
Right?
So, I mean, it's amazing what a tiny, tiny portion of people can do to create total chaos in a large crowd.
Right.
And that's, you know, it's funny, because a lot of people are talking about security failed, which of course it did. I mean, it's like an understatement. Mm-hmm. But somebody tweeted at us this morning saying, so you mean to tell me that that airports are more secure than the Capitol? What kind of, like, you know, fuckery is that? Excuse my language. But like, that's madness, right? But I mean, if you think about it, if that many people just bombarded an airport, it would be the same. It's not about the level of security. It's about being overrun by a huge crowd of angry people.
It still is very disconcerting, though, Mom.
It is.
I mean, it is very, and it was a huge wake-up call for me. Like, I watched that yesterday, and I was really kind of like, wow, I was disturbed by that yesterday. I was disturbed for a lot of reasons, but the whole Capitol Police thing was disturbing to me because I thought, listen, this is the world. I usually don't give a crap what the world thinks, but when it comes to security, that bothers me because I didn't like seeing the Capitol Police not being able to handle that.
Well, and, you know, you see the articles about the D.C. mayor saying federal police need to stand down the day before. And then there being all this miscommunication about how security was even going to work.
Right.
It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating that they didn't prepare for the fact that there was, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And there's always, when there's that big of a group, there's almost always infiltrators to the group that make it awful for everybody, even right. when the mass majority of the group isn't violent, has no interest in, you know, infiltrating the Capitol.
Yeah.
And yet the small minority made it horrible for everybody, and then it just riles everyone up, and then everyone loses control.
And then you see stuff on Twitter where you see, you know, videos of people saying the police let them in. And then you see, and then obviously,
and videos, yeah,
right. And then you see, you know, obviously people are saying, and my friend even said there were Antifa people there. You know, I mean, it was obvious that there were people, Antifa people, who were dressed up looking like Alex P. Keaton, trying to look like MAGA people.
Right.
I mean, I would hope that they'd want to get to the bottom of who these people were. I'm not saying that every single person there wasn't a MAGA person, what I'm saying is that there were a mix of people there, and there
without question,
and there were absolutely Antifa people there, egging people on and probably instigating, most likely instigating a lot of this stuff. And so, because this, they're there all the time, right?
Yeah.
They're there in all of these cases.
It's part of their strategy. I mean, it's part of how they operate.
Right. This is what they do. You know, this is what they live to do. I mean, you'd be an idiot not to think that they wouldn't be there at this. So, I mean, and she was even telling me, she was like, yeah, they were, you could kind of spot them because they look kind of obvious, you know, when they almost try too hard.
Yeah.
To look like MAGA people, you know? So, I mean, I would be pretty sure that they were there and they were instigating some of this. So, I mean, I hope that they get to the bottom of it. But, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in our system to really do. I mean, do y'all, I don't know. I feel really unsure about these people getting to the bottom of who these people are, because like a lot of people right now, I just don't have a lot of faith in our system. Which is why we're here right now, right? Which is why we're here in the first place. I hate to even say that out loud, but that is why we're in the place that we are, is that a lot of us don't have a lot of faith in our system right now as a whole, in our government as a whole, in our processes, in what, you know, these people are supposed to be doing for us. That's why I think this whole thing happened, right?
It's why people. I mean, that's why they were all there.
It's
why
they
protest the whole election outcome,
right? And they're not getting that. They're not getting it. Instead, you know, today the government, the Chuck Schumers of the world are, you know, acting like FDR giving a speech for Pearl Harbor and blaming all of this on Trump again. You know, they're blaming everything on Trump because everything is Trump's fault. Instead of looking inward and saying, okay, what has the media done over the past 4 years? What has government done? What have the AOCs of the world said over the past 4 years? What have all these people said and done over the past 4 years to get people's rage up so much, you know, because people are mad. People feel that they've not been heard, that they've not been listened to, that they've been scammed. There's a reason that this happened. And, you know, you can't just discount that, because it's never going to go away unless we all talk about it and we understand why this is happening. You know, it's like we need to have a big old freaking group therapy session about this. Otherwise, it's just going to get freaking worse.
And that's already getting worse because of the blatant double standard and hypocrisy by the media, the way that they treated this entire thing.
Right.
It fuels the rage even more.
Totally.
But there were, I mean, we cannot discount the fact that there were Trump supporters who did awful things. And I hate that this woman died. I mean, this woman died for what? Because she was trying to crawl through a window. And there's not going to be like mass protests about police brutality in her case,
no.
Right? Nobody's gonna raise a big stink about that. But I mean, I believe in law and order all the time, not just, you know, not just yesterday and not just during the BLM protests. She was doing something that she shouldn't have been doing, and she shouldn't have died for it. But the fact remains that when you put yourself in positions, we say this about unarmed black people getting shot by cops all the time. If you put yourself in a position where you're disobeying the law, there are consequences, and sometimes they're way worse than you ever anticipate, right?
Yeah.
But she was a card-carrying, Trump-supporting 14-year-old vet or 14-year vet of the of the military. Right. She was as patriotic as they probably come, and she made a dumbass mistake. She shouldn't have been trying to crawl through a broken window to get into the Capitol. This is insane. Like, the everything I saw yesterday was insane, and it was insane when Antifa does it. It's insane when Black Lives Matter does it. It's insane when our side does it. I understand the rage, but I am a law and order person, and so I believe in it no matter what. I'm not going to excuse it from yesterday, just like I didn't excuse it for BLM. And it makes me so mad when I see all of these people saying, well, this is what you get. I mean, like, no justice, no peace, I guess, right? So we're now just going to become the people that we've condemned? That's not helpful.
I hear you. I mean, I absolutely hear you, and I agree. I do agree. But there is a but, and that is...
I have the but, too.
I agree 100%. The but is in the way that we are treated by the media.
Totally.
And the way we are treated by liberals, because they are condemning us, whereas...
Right.
And they're condemning her, whereas they didn't condemn all those people over the summer.
Exactly.
They glorify
them. Fuels the rage.
And it just makes it worse. It just makes it worse. It breaks my heart, and it just makes it worse. Because, you know, it's like they glorified all the people that did exactly what she did mm-hmm. over the summer. The Andrew Cuomo, all these people on CNN and MSNBC literally glorified those people. It was okay. You know, AOC had a tweet in December.
I have it. She said, the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. Activists take that discomfort with the status quo and advocate for concrete policy changes. Popular support often starts small and grows. To folks who complain, protest demands make others uncomfortable. That's the point. That's what she said. And then look, I mean, I've got like this picture. Can you see that? It's probably too hard to see.
Yeah.
So it's like squad. It's Kamala saying protesters should not let up. Nancy Pelosi saying, I just don't know why there aren't uprisings in this country. Perhaps there will be. The chick with no ears, what's her name? Ayanna Pressley. She says there needs to be unrest in the streets. There's freaking Maxine. If you see anybody, get in their face. I mean,
right.
they say it all the time. And then when it's covered by, when the right employs their tactics,
right,
then it's like an unruly Trump supporting crazy insane
right.
mob,
right? Mm-hmm.
And it's just insane,
right? Then it's a mob, and it's, and Trump is, you know, they're violent and they're horrible and they must be put down, right?
Yeah.
They must be put down. And, you know, it's what I, and somebody pointed out, it was four people died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure.
Three, it just says, like, from unspecified medical, like, emergencies that happened during this whole chaos.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So,
I don't know what they were exactly.
What really, it's awful. It's terrible what happened. But there are double standards. We've known about the double standards. We've seen the double standards over the past 4 years. They're rampant. What's going to happen, and what we've seen so much so over the past 4 years, is that they're going to suppress us. They've suppressed conservatives. They'll suppress our expression of thought. They'll suppress our First Amendment rights. This is what they're going to start doing. Our civil rights will
start with Trump. I mean, he got banned from Facebook and Twitter for
right.
temporarily. He may still be banned from Facebook. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Twitter, he's back up, but he had to pull the tweets down. And I, you know, people are all, I don't love his behavior yesterday, I have to say. I didn't like how he put the pressure on Pence the way that he did. I didn't like that he kept bringing himself into this in that released, you know, that pre-taped statement. And I love that he was like, listen, everybody, I appreciate your efforts. Go home. This is supposed to be peaceful. And that was the right thing to do. But the very first sentence that he said was, we all know this election was, you know, I won this fair and square by a landslide. I won it by a landslide. So it's like he's egging them on in the moment. You know what I mean?
That was
the only thing he should have said in that moment was, stop. This isn't the right way. Right. Just stop and go home. And then later, after this is all over, then continue the fight. Continue to say that you got this stolen from you. I don't doubt it. But that was sometimes, oh my God, sometimes his timing makes me crazy.
Yeah. But this will result in more suppression and more, you were talking yesterday, I think you said something, you floated the idea of martial law. You're like, they're going to, now that Biden is in office, I mean, they're going to, it's just going to be more control. You know, it's not going to be, hey, let's try to understand the right. Let's try
not
to understand.
All.
It's not going to be that. It's going to be more, how much can we squelch these people?
These dangerous people.
They're dangerous.
Dangerous, hate-filled hearts and thoughts.
Because they're awful. Because they're awful. Yeah, they're awful people. So let's squelch them. They're going to
hear you. Just like you were talking about with the security. I mean, if people think that they're going to get to go and visit the Capitol, and that it's going to be locked down. And why? So now everything that happened yesterday resulted in no good outcome. None. Yeah. Because it's not, these people are not going to be like, oh yeah, maybe we should have listened to them. No, they're going to lock things down further. They're going to take away more freedoms. They're going to squelch our rights even harder.
Yeah.
Because that is what they do. And so it's terrifying what's happening right now.
And not only that, but what I see happening, because we've already seen it, is if you support Trump, we're going to cancel you. We want to come after you. We're going to cancel you. We want you to lose your job. We want you to lose your livelihood. We want you to lose. It's like, we're going to ruin your life. This is what we're going to do. I mean, we've seen it happen. We've seen, like, freaking AOC and all of her friends wanted to do that. They've talked openly about doing that. It's like communism, y'all. It's some freaky stuff. This is not let's all unify and understand one another. This is like straight up commie bullshit is what they, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff. And this is why, like, this is why people get mad. This is why they get mad. It's not, why is this happening? We need to, like, we really do need to heal as a country. Why is this happening? Let's figure out what happened with this election and let's, like, really honestly look at it and appease these people and make them feel good about the fact that, you know, okay, it was won fairly and it was right. Like, okay, if they really want it and fair and square, they would have no problem doing the investigation and doing it openly and showing all of us, okay, this is what happened. This is exactly what happened. So everybody can feel good about it. Like, what is the big freaking deal? They did Russia investigations for 3 years.
I know.
What is the big deal? Like, just take a couple months and do it so everybody feels fine about it. You know what I mean? But they are unwilling to do that. They're just, it's like, instead, they gaslight. They make everybody feel like, you're crazy. You're crazy for thinking that this wasn't on the up and up. You're a conspiracy theorist. You guys are nuts. You know, you guys are Trumpers, and if you follow this guy, then you're a horrible person. Oh, my God. It's out of control. That is not a way to unify a country. It's not a way to do it. And people for 4 years have been told, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a sexist, you're this, you're that, you're a horrible person. You know, you don't deserve to be in this country. You know what I mean? You're not a good person. You're not this. Meanwhile, we're the ones paying taxes, going to work every day, doing what we have to do, nose to the grindstone. You know what I mean? Just trying to support our families. And it's like, I do understand the angst. I understand why a lot of these people are so rage filled. I get it. I mean, I totally get it. And they're still, as of yesterday, they're not being listened to. This is not helpful. And it's not it's not over because they're still not being listened to. And this is not going to be better. They're not making it better. The Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's and all these other assholes are not going to make it better. They're not making it better. Because they're not listening to the people.
And that's why I fear that there's going to be a lot more of this.
Right.
Because if they continue to ignore the rage and the cause of the rage, then nothing is going to get better.
Right.
But then you worry about, it's like that cycle that I'm worried about, right? I worry that because they now have all the power, that they're just going to, it's going to be this whole fear porn, panic porn thing again, where they're like, like, well, I mean, these people are uncontrollable and they're terrorists. And so we're just going to have to put further restrictions on those people instead of listen. I mean, that's what I worry about. And then, of course, the people will get even more angry. And then we're going to see a lot more violence. That's what it's to me. It's like so solvable. You know, like I feel like if Congress would just hear and see with their own eyes how obvious it is to us, the hypocrisy and the double standard.
Right.
If they could just open their eyes a little bit and right. recognize it and do exactly what you said, which is, you know what? We hear that you don't believe in the integrity of our elections. That is not okay. And so we're going to have literally every piece of evidence out in the open. We want to know the answer about what went wrong as much as you do, and we're going to figure it out together.
Yeah.
Even just saying that, I feel would carry some weight. Yeah. But instead, they're just going to be like, those Trump people are crazy.
Right. And this is what they're doing. And they've done it for 4 years. And that, you know, the problem with that is that yesterday, who had the power? Answer me. Who
what
had
do you
the
mean?
Power? Like you talk about power. I don't know. Did the Capitol Police have power? Did anybody?
They were overwhelmed.
This is the thing. You know, you talk about actual power, okay? I mean, it's like these people think that they have power over the American people. I looked at the sheer number of people that were in DC that were there yesterday, and I was blown away. I was blown away. I mean, when we talked earlier in the week about Wednesday, about people going there yesterday, I was like, you know, there's going to be a couple thousand people that show up, right? There were a lot of freaking people that went to that thing yesterday. I mean, I was surprised by the amount of people that showed up. And like yesterday, I was sitting at work, and I got some coffee, and I logged onto Breitbart for a few minutes just to see, you know, what was going on. They had a live stream, and it was a guy. It was like a guy with his 7 kids and his wife. These were like regular working class normal people that they love our country, and they just want to go and, you know, be a part of it. And they feel like they were scammed, you know. Mm-hmm. They feel like the election,
and they
feel like something wasn't right with our election. A lot of us feel that way. I feel that way, you know. I didn't go to Washington, but I feel that way. I'm not the only one that didn't go, you know, to Washington, but still feels like, you know, something wasn't right with our election. Let's get real, you know. But this is the first time we've ever done it that way, and it wasn't on the up and up. If anybody with half a brain knows that it wasn't a normal election, right? And so he went with his kids. He was a sweet, normal guy. That's the majority of the people who were there. A lot of freaking people were there, you guys. We can't discount those people.
Or the people like us at home that they represented.
Right. These are good people. And that's the thing. And the messaging that went out, the narrative that happened, like all the media people and all the government people last night who are discounting those people, us, you know, that will not end well. It just won't. It won't end well because it's just more of the same. You can't do that. You cannot discount. You just can't continue to suppress. You can't continue to push down and suppress the very people who pay your salaries, who give you the so-called power that you think that you have. Because really, how much power do you have? Because yesterday, you didn't have the power. I mean, I didn't see you having the power. Yesterday, the power was in the hands of the people. That's what I saw. It wasn't pretty. It was awful.
And isn't it kind of amazing that, like, I know Kelly Loeffler is one of the people that had originally planned to object to some of the vote certification. And then after they returned to the chamber, she was freaked out. And she was just basically like, well, after today, I can't do that. And I'm like, that's the literal opposite of what you should be doing right now. The people that just like completely bombarded the Capitol are mad that not more of you are doing that. That not more of you are fighting to make sure that the election has integrity.
Yeah.
And so I hope right now that she's getting a whole bunch of emails from people saying, this is why you lost.
Right.
This is why, because you have no fortitude. You have no you don't have integrity.
Yeah.
You just lost, and now you're like, oh, what I said I was gonna do, now that I've lost, I'm not gonna do it. Yeah. Welcome to being every other politician ever.
Right. You have no idea what your constituents actually want.
Right.
You have no idea what the people want. You don't work for the people, you work for yourself. And this is exactly why people wanted a Trump, right? Is because we just wanted somebody that would go in and tick off the list of the things that we want him to do. So from a policy standpoint, he did a pretty damn good job. And that's why we wanted him. And that's why they hated him. Mm-hmm. That is precisely why from day one, they wanted him out of there. Because he shook it up, right? He shook it up. They hate that. They hate it. You know, and this is why all of this started from the very beginning. They hate it. They hated an outsider. They do not want a normal person in there. They don't want somebody who's not a career politician in that spot, because he will shake up everything that they have in there, because they have all their little, you know, career, everything in there, because they have their business as usual stuff in place, and they don't want anybody coming in there shaking it up, you know.
And he is a stuff shaker.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does. There's part of me, too, that, like, I feel, you know, if I would have had an opportunity to go and be there, I wouldn't have been there for Trump. I would have been there for America and, like, the election and the integrity of the election.
Well, I think a lot of people were.
I worry that there are too many, and they are the more radical among us that are so enamored with him as the person and the figurehead that they are blindly allegiant to him, and they will not tolerate criticism of him. There's going to be people in this chat. I know if I go back and look at these comments, the fact that I said I didn't like some of the things he said yesterday, people are going to be like, why don't you're a rhino, or like, why don't you just become a Democrat already? This is how those people are.
Yeah.
And they scare me just as bad as the radicals on the left, because when you start blindly following a person and not just the idea of what makes our country great and the policies behind the person, that's when shit gets weird, man. I don't like it when people put him on a pedestal. He is a man who did great things for the country, and I voted for him twice, and I wanted him to win, and I think he did win. But man, I am not about to go and like be all, I'm going to criticism where it's due.
Yeah, I'm not into idolatry of anybody. I mean, I'm like all... I'll follow Jesus Christ. That's about it.
That's the thing. It worries me when people get so into the man. And he thrives on it in a way that's what makes me uncomfortable. Like when he makes the whole thing about him.
Yeah, I hear you.
That I don't like it. And I feel like that makes things more tense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. But I mean, from an American standpoint, I think a lot of people, I really do feel as though a lot of people yesterday were there because they are really scared for our constitutional republic.
Agreed. And they should be.
They're afraid for the fact that we are heading towards, we are careening off a cliff towards socialism. And that is why a lot of people were there. That's why I am, that's why I continue to do this, is because we're heading in that direction. And yesterday, when it came to the Georgia stuff and all this other garbage, we are like about 10 steps closer to it. And that freaks me out for my kids. It freaks me out for myself. I'm for your kids. I mean, I'm legit a little terrified now.
Well,
you know?
I mean, everybody should be. Everybody
Listen, you and I started this. We started doing this back in 2009. And we used to have bumper stickers that said socialism sucks. And we were, you know, haha, socialism. And, you know, we thought that Obama was bad.
Yeah.
You guys, we are literally in the middle of a shitstorm right now when it comes to, we are in the midst of it. Like, this is, all the stuff that we thought could not happen, I mean, I never dreamed we would be where we are right now. I thought maybe it could happen, but wow. I mean, like, I can't believe that we are where we are as a country.
I felt like we were watching the beginning of the Civil War yesterday.
Right.
I mean, I just felt like, wow, we're like really in it now, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta say too, and I know this will piss people off again because I've seen the comments, but I know people are furious at Pence, And I'm just not. I feel like, just like we said yesterday, I feel like he was doing what he thought he was constitutionally able to do. And that if he felt like he could have done more, he would have done more. And so for people to call him a traitor, and I just think the rhetoric has gotten so crazy that if you think Pence didn't want to continue to be vice president, you're high. Of course he did. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That just doesn't even make any sense.
And not only that, but I'm a constitutionalist. I mean, if anything, if there's anything we need right now, it's the freaking Constitution. A lot of people that are in that position are just completely ignoring it. You know, I mean, you look at like the AOCs and the Squad and all those other jack-offs. They're not paying one bit of attention to the Constitution. Pence paid attention to the Constitution. Read what he wrote. You know, read it.
And then people are saying he didn't want the vote to be fair. He didn't want to fight it. He did everything that he thought he could.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe that people are immediately turning on him. It's, again, I feel like it's more about Trump than it is about the process. And we got to look beyond the guy and think about the Constitution.
But when it comes to Pence, I mean, listen, I think he felt like in the grand scheme of things, like what, 10, 15, 50 years from now, it would have like been completely on him. We're not in a monarchy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, it's not his... It would have been his call, his decision. He would have been the guy to just to take it. And from a constitutional standpoint, he knew that that wasn't his place to do that. You know what I mean?
And I felt like he explained why.
He did very well.
In a really, really good way. Now, the question will be now, because there are, you know, these state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Michigan, I think, I forget where, which states are that have the legislatures that have been pushing back, because there were the two that sent the letter. What happens now? Because I mean, I have no idea, and I'm not in any way a constitutional expert, but what happens if those states decide we've got enough information now to prove that we should not have certified the vote, and then they decertify the vote? I mean, I know at this point, like, it's formalized and it's official, but what that will, I can't even imagine the chaos that's going to result from that. If those states actually, they turn around and they're like, wow, yeah, now we see that there was huge fraud and we should have never certified it for Joe Biden. Then what?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what happens.
I don't know what happens either.
But Pence made that abundantly clear, too. It's up to the states, you guys.
Right. And that's want it to be.
That's how our country freaking works. It's not a monarchy, which is exactly... People are like, well, there was fraud. So, I mean, it's his. He had to do that. No, that's not how our country freaking works. He is not a king, you know? Trump is not a king. Pence is not a king. The states have to do their freaking jobs. And so the states are sucking. And these governors suck. So maybe the states need to do a better job at doing that. They each need to decide why we suck so bad. How is it that our voting processes have gotten to the point where they're this sucky? You know, it's like Indiana, we had our crap sorted together. Mm-hmm. We did an okay job. Yeah.
And after the 2000 debacle, Florida mostly got their crap together.
Right. So why
they reacted?
Right. So why is it that some of these states, you know, like Georgia, why are some of these states so bad at this? You know, why can't they get their shit together? They need to figure out how to do it. And if they need to take notes from some of these other states, maybe take a class or something, then maybe they need to do that. You know, this is how they need to do it. Or they need to start figuring out how to elect better representatives for their state. I don't know. I mean, but it's not up to Pence to do that. He's not the governor of Georgia. You know what I mean? That's not his job.
And it's really not even about, in terms of like how the voting works, it is up to the state legislatures, and that's one of the fights, right? One of the arguments is that there were all of these blanket new laws created by some of the governors, by some of the people that shouldn't have had anything to do with it, when it's really the state legislatures that are supposed to create the voting rules. So that's why they're saying some of this is totally bogus because it was done in a way that doesn't even match the existing rules.
Right.
So there, of course, there was all kinds of regularity that there shouldn't have been. And I blame it squarely on Democrats,
right,
who empowered all of these people to be like, oh yeah, we're going to do vote in by mail and we're going to do all of this different kinds of counting. When they do that, when they make the process way less secure, this is what happens. And that's what they're still not paying attention to.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's insane.
I mean, they're Democrat run. You know, it's like they're Democrat run. When you have anything run by Democrats, it's a big pile of crap. You know, it's just, it's the same reason you have all these cities that are burning down over the summer. All Democrat run. Surprise. Yeah. I mean, surprise. God. I mean, so this is the thing. It's like what people expect Pence to like clean up their messes. He can't, that's not his job. And people are calling him a traitor. It's like, I don't know what to tell you other than the fact that read the freaking Constitution. It's not his job to do that. Anyway.
And it makes it even more important because actually Rob had some good points yesterday about the fact there was some reason to have some optimism because so many state legislatures are redrawing districts. There's reasons to be optimistic about 2022 and how the election could potentially work. So even though at a national level we have terrible representation for the next couple of years at least, there is hope that state legislatures and local representatives who are Republican, who do believe in election integrity, will take steps to make sure that the elections are secure. And I don't know what's going to happen with Dominion. They're like going to sue Trump. They're suing Sidney Powell. Who knows what kind of machines we're going to have on the next go around. But I do feel like there's some hope about how lines are going to be drawn. And if people stay engaged at a local and state level, that's where differences happen. That's like where change happens, you know? So stay engaged, everybody.
Okay.
Run for office.
People are saying that there is no hope. And I feel like we should, I mean, there has to be some hope, right? There's hope. You know why there's hope? Because y'all are here. There's hope.
And for the reasons I just said, right? If you stay engaged, you can make changes, really big changes at a local and state level, because that's where it starts. That's where it starts.
Yeah, I mean, there is hope. There's hope. Stop saying there's no hope for our country. There's hope, you guys. There is always hope for our country because right now it's a complete shit show. It is. But there's hope. There is hope because we're here and you're engaged and you care. Okay? As long as you care, there is hope.
And the 75 million of us are not just going to be like, okay, bye. We're going to go inside now and never come out and speak again.
Right. I mean, you have to stay engaged.
Yeah.
You have to still care. And I know that y'all do because you're here every day and you're tailgating.
And don't stay home. Don't stay home.
Right. Right. So. There is hope. And Amber said, God is in charge. Yes, Amber. I will not give up hope. Right. And for you gotta stay engaged, you guys. We're gonna be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I get the despair. Yesterday was a horrible, awful day to watch in every way. Especially because so much of the violence was just futile. It was so counterproductive and pointless and not helpful. But at the very minimum, I suppose we can hope that it sent a message to people, that it sent a message that there's a lot of people who are not going to tolerate not being listened to.
Right.
And that's why we got to stay loud. Not violent, but loud.
We need to take back our education. We need to take back our media. We have to do that. And if you're a parent of a young person, or even if you're a young person in here, get into those fields, you know, get into them, infiltrate them, do what they did. You see what I'm saying? Get on school boards. You know, if you're a conservative, get on school boards, become a teacher, get in the media, start making films, do all the things that liberals have done over the past 20, 30 years to infiltrate and to influence. Do it. Become an influencer. Do all those things. Seriously.
Not like an influencer.
Not an influencer. but an influencer.
An influencer.
You know? Do all the things that they did. We have got to start fighting these people at their own game. We have to do it. And we have to do it at such a cellular level. Exactly what they did. because they beat us at pop culture. They already beat us. And I swear we can fight back. I mean, like Daily Wire starting to do it. We can do it. We can absolutely do this. We're not idiots. We are smart people. We can do this. You know, there's time, and there are a lot of really smart young people out there. I know that, like, the next generation, everything is a pendulum. Everything
it
is
really
a pendulum
is.
Swing.
And that's the other place to have hope.
Right.
It really is. And you
it
know
is.
What? To that point, now that Democrats have all the power, they're going to take all the blame.
Right.
And there will be plenty of blame that will need to be put right on their shoulders.
Right.
Because every decision that gets made from here on out, they own it. You know what I mean? They don't get to say we're inheriting something horrible from Trump. What? He before this pandemic, he had the best economy ever.
Right.
So you don't get to, there's nothing bad that was happening. You know what I mean? They're going to own everything from this point. And so that's why the pendulum swings. People get tired of their crap.
Right.
Right?
And when people start having to pay like 50% in taxes, you think that like people are going to love that and like your kids are going to like it? You think they're going to like that when they start getting out of college? We'll see how the pendulum swings. We'll see it. Seriously. It will happen. I guarantee it'll happen. And then you're going to start seeing a shift. You're going to
see all the people who are like, tax the rich, are going to be really surprised when they're classified as rich.
Right. Right.
Because that line's going to get lower and lower and lower.
And there will be a culture shift. It will happen. It'll happen in my lifetime. I will see it. And my kids are conservative. They are absolutely conservative. They are raised conservative, and they will remain conservative. And so it'll be very interesting to see what happens in their lifetime. So, you know, I have hope. Y'all should have hope, too. Have hope, too. Okay?
And we've got each other.
We do. And the tailgate.
That's right.
We love you guys. It's okay. We're going to be fine. Bring it in. Bring it in. Oh my gosh.
It's gonna be fine. We're gonna do it. It's fine.
I say I'm gonna put some Baileys in my coffee at some point today. Good Lord. Okay, you guys, we will talk to you tomorrow. Everybody, take care of yourselves.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter, host of the Sarah Carter Podcast. Everywhere you look these days, we're seeing an aggressive effort to destroy what made America great, tearing down our history, attacking our freedoms, and canceling any person who dares to cross the progressive speech police. We cannot stand by and let this happen. It's time for the silent majority to become the unsilent majority. Join me on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.